Yesterday, we told you how conspiracy theorists driven by InfoWars host Alex Jones have been harassing survivors of mass shootings, including at the church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, where Pastor Frank Pomeroy's daughter Annabelle was killed with 25 others.
They have been accusing all the neighbors, the parishioners, everyone involved, that we are all traitors to our country because we are trying to carry out a Department of Homeland Security drill to entice the rest of the country to have to live in fear, and that none of our family members or loved ones have existed, that this was all made up.
Just awful. And the man encouraging many of these conspiracies is Alex Jones. Here he is ranting about CNN's Brian Stelter.
You will not bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you. Get him off the screen. So evil. Just please, God, free us from them.
Well, Brennan Gilmore has been targeted by Jones-inspired conspiracy theorists as well, and he's decided to sue. Brennan was recording with his cell phone at that August neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville when he caught the moment the driver plowed his car into a group of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer. It is gruesome. Brennan shared his video with police and the media and says ever since, he's been so threatened by conspiracy theorists, he's needed protection. Brennan is on leave from the State Department. He now works bringing IT jobs to underserved communities in Virginia. He is suing Alex Jones and several others. He's being represented by the Civil Rights Clinic at Georgetown Law and joins us from the NPR studios in Washington. Brennan, hi.
Hello.
How bad did it get?
I mean, it was bad pretty quickly on, and it's been sustained for the months afterwards. You know, I think I received my first death threat within days of posting that video, and I received the last one that I know about just in the last few weeks.
Well, because why? What are the conspiracy theorists saying about you?
Well, the conspiracy theories are wide-ranging and variant. You know, they range from things as extreme as I was an orchestrator of genocide when I was in Africa with the Foreign Service and then was trained to come back and orchestrate an operation in Charlottesville funded by George Soros or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or the Illuminati, you name it, to put violence in Charlottesville in order to promote a left-wing, democratic, or globalist agenda. If I have a hard time summarizing them, it's because there's so many of these different conspiracy theories, it's hard to keep up.
You were in government. You served in the U.S. Foreign Service. You just alluded to that. You're currently on leave from the Department of State.
That's correct.
So that thin thread is what a lot of these conspiracy theorists have pulled. You know, you're in the government. How could you possibly have been positioned in that moment in Charlottesville at that time if you weren't part of staging this event? What's it like to hear your name spoken by Alex Jones?
I mean, it's, you know, anytime someone makes baseless lies about you and twists a service in the federal government that you're very proud of, you know, it's incredibly hurtful.
Well, and you're saying it's the equivalent of yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. We reached out to Alex Jones, by the way, for his response. We haven't heard back. But he did double down on his claims about you after you launched your lawsuit. Here's a little bit of Alex Jones last week. He said you were in Charlottesville to push a leftist PR agenda. Let's listen.
Brennan Gilmore, you ought to look him up. Why is it this guy is all over the news everywhere, and he's the guy that gets interviewed, and he shoots the video and everything. And then he's a leftist that worked for a congressman and got money from George Soros and all the rest of it. Clearly, he's been picked to be on the news because he's this PR guy from the State Department.
Okay, Brennan Gilmore, have you received money from George Soros?
I have not received money from George Soros. I worked for a candidate for governor who received a campaign contribution from George Soros. And this is the tactic that these people do to bully and intimidate, is they take, you know, vague data points from your bio, the fact that I'd worked in government, the fact that I'd worked in democratic politics, and then draw these fantastical lines that are, you know, an attempt to provoke fear and hatred among their listeners and completely obscure the truth about what happens in any given situation that they're covering. And we've seen this from Sandy Hook to Charlottesville to Parkland and to Sutherland, which I know you had discussed earlier in the program.
Well, look, you know, as we spoke to the pastor in Sutherland Springs and his wife, they lost a child and they have these conspiracy theorists telling them that they didn't. That's repugnant. Tell us more about why you feel so strongly that you were impacted by this. What are some of the other things that have happened?
There were people who put my parents' address online. People sent envelopes to the house. When I opened them, there was, you know, white powder. I had people in my sphere, in the musical community I play in, who believed in these things and walked away from me and any friendship with me because of it. But there's also major professional consequences from having people who put on the mantle of journalism and then post the stuff on the internet where it resides forever. And so people that I have had to meet in a professional context or when I return to the State Department and try to represent my country overseas, they will see on the internet these horrific allegations that I'm essentially a killer or at least complicit in a murderous operation in Charlottesville. And that will continue to affect me in the future as well.
Well, look, are you heartened by the fact that Jones has had to settle? He went after the yoga company Chobani, whose owner was Turkish. He famously hired immigrants, and Alex Jones ravaged him, posting a video on InfoWars titled, "Idaho Yogurt Maker Caught Importing Migrant Rapists." Well, Chobani sued. They said Jones had caused harm. They sought damages of $10,000 and a retraction. They settled. Jones apologized, removed the post. But Brennan, before that video was viewed tens of thousands of times. Are you disheartened at how many followers Alex Jones has?
I mean, I'm disheartened, but I'm also unclear about how many of those represent real human beings. I mean, I think this is an element of this discussion, the broader discussion we have to have right now about, social media and how these platforms are used. In my last 6 months, I've received countless messages on various social media platforms, and I don't know who's behind them. I don't know if it's a real human being or a bot. Yes, I do know that there are legitimate followers of Alex Jones, and it is troubling. And I think, you know, that's one of the motivations I have in bringing this case, is to ensure that what's happened to me doesn't happen to other people, but also to expose the methodology of these people who are pretending to be journalists and pretending to have a legitimate voice in civic discourse, but who are in fact not following the basic ethics of journalism and not even following the law that governs journalism when it comes to defamation.
We remember, too, that it was Alex Jones that promoted that unbelievable claim that Hillary Clinton and her campaign chairman were keeping children enslaved in the Washington, D.C. pizzeria Comet Ping Pong. And it was one thing that they were getting unbelievably attacked by people at this pizzeria because they thought there was a children's slave ring in the basement. But then a man from North Carolina comes in with a gun, fires shots, thinking he's going to liberate these non-existent children. In that case, Alex Jones apologized to the pizzeria. You and your lawyers don't want a settlement. You don't want money or an apology. You want a court to decide if Jones is lying and defaming you. That's a tricky, tricky slope. Brennan, journalists wrestle with this all the time. How do you call someone a liar when the definition of lying is you have to know it's not the truth? Can't they say, well, we didn't know, you know, we heard these things?
Well, there's, you know, in many cases, no attempt to look into the truth, and we're looking forward to the process to determine that.
Are you ready for the onslaught that will happen as you proceed with this lawsuit?
No. I mean, I don't know where this is going. But, you know, I did know that it will continue to change my life. But that's the whole point. You know, when I posted that video, I was doing that under the belief that this was a civic duty I had because I had just witnessed an incredibly brutal attack by a white supremacist in my town in 2017. And that video shows the stakes of the expression of that white supremacy in a very violent way. I posted that online, and then these outlets came after me and attacked me, defamed my name, defamed my reputation, and led to threats to me and my family. In a very real way, that decision was made by them and not by me. With this suit, my main motivation is ensuring that others don't have this happen to them.
Brennan, are you encouraged by others who are stepping forward? We see the family of Seth Rich, the Democratic National Committee staffer who was killed in a robbery in D.C. Fox News Channel was behind the theory that he was killed by Democrats because he'd leaked emails. They retracted that story, but his parents, Seth Rich's parents, are suing Fox News Channel.
Others are stepping forward, and I can't say I'm heartened by it. I'm saddened by it because it shows the reach of these people. But I do think, you know, these cases will move us forward. And I was very heartened by the fact that when we dropped this lawsuit last Tuesday, it has triggered harassment, but it's also triggered an outpouring of support that I think shows that with this lawsuit and with these actions of the other victims of Alex Jones, we have tapped into a very strong sentiment of outrage about the role that these people are playing in our civic discourse right now and the very deleterious role that they have have in getting us to this moment we're at right now as a country.
Brennan, have you approached the president at all? President Trump has appeared on Alex Jones' program.
I have not approached the president.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
My thoughts on the president and Alex Jones?
Yeah.
The accreditation of Gateway Pundit and InfoWars to the White House gave them a credibility they don't deserve.
Accreditation. Their reporters were accredited to go into the White House for the pools that we see, the press pools we see.
Correct. And I think, you know, that type of credibility granted to an organization which has come after me in such a defamatory way, it gives their actions against me a much greater consequence in terms of my reputation and my future in this country. And I think that's a problem that we look forward to discussing in court.
That's Brennan Gilmore. And as he just said, he filmed the moment a car plowed into a crowd in that neo-Nazi rally last year in Charlottesville. And because of his posting that video and talking about it, he then became the target of conspiracy theorists. He's now suing Alex Jones of InfoWars. Brennan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And others in Brennan's lawsuit, Gateway Pundit publisher Jim Hoft, former Breitbart News writer Lee Stranahan, InfoWars reporter Leanne McAdoo, former Congressman Alan West, and blogger Scott Crichton and Derek Wilburn. We'll have a link to the lawsuit at hereandnow.org.